Welcome to Shutterbugs. Kaylee is currently hiding out, but I just want to let you all know that that bitch is crazy. She's like single and psycho, so be careful if you ever come across her in the wild, because she might kill you and you'll never see it coming.
Next. The world we're eating, which is not unusual for us at all. She's having a Reese's peanut butter cup. Hashtag sponsor, hashtag wish. And I'm eating a turtle. Not a real turtle, a turtle's chocolate covered pecan nutty wonderfulness.
Yeah, there's no real turtle in that.
That we know of.
Just like there's no real peanut butter in this, as far as I know. Fucking delicious, though.
Yeah. Shutterbugs! Because I am Kaylee, living life like she should. And she's Sam, eating drunk peanut butter because she can.
That's me, like, every day.
Exactly. This is nothing we don't already know. We've done one podcast already tonight, which explains everything about what's happening right now.
If you're like, wow, these bitches seem drunker than normal. Let me tell you what.
You're right.
You are right.
So tonight we're gonna listen to and use our eyes to watch 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is somewhat sequel to
what? Just Cloverfield.
Cloverfield. I forgot what we were saying.
I totally forgot that we have not done Cloverfield.
No, that's okay, though, because this one's much better.
Well, it's like, it's not, okay. So, 10 Cloverfield Lane is not...
Same world, different.
Yeah. It's not a sequel. It's just a film that takes place in the Cloverfield
universe.
World, right? As far as I know, they're intending on doing more films like this. So, let me tell you what Wikipedia says. First of all, it's directed by Dan Trachtenberg.
Trachtenberg?
Produced by Mr. JJ. I don't think Dan is the girl from Buffy.
No, but they're the same last name, Michelle Trachtenberg.
I don't think so. He's 35 and from Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're the same last name.
That doesn't really mean anything.
Exactly, they're probably related.
Produced by Mr. J.J. Abrams and Lindsay Weber.
Ooh, J.J.
Yeah. So,
bestie.
10 Cloverfield Lane is a more recent film. It's from 2016, just this past year. It is an American science fiction psychological thriller film directed by Dan Trachtenberg and written by Josh Campbell, Matthew Strucken, and Damon Chazelle.
Ooh,
starring John Goodman, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and John Gallagher Jr.
Elizabeth Winstead from Final Destination fame.
Mm-hmm. So, second film in the Cloverfield franchise, the film was developed from a script titled The Cellar. The film is presented in a third-person narrative in contrast to its predecessor's found footage style.
Which is terrible.
And it's about, three people stuck in a cellar in a post-apocalyptic type world, and that's all that you really need to know. I think just going into that, like, that's enough. It's John Goodman's fucking...
Amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen him in anything that wasn't fucking amazing. Like... I don't think I've ever seen him in anything.
I was trying to really think of something and I had nothing.
No, I recently watched a Death Sentence again and he's fucking fantastic in that.
Watched Roseanne.
Fucking amazing. You joke, but he's the fucking best actor on that show. Like, he's amazing.
They've all got him to do things.
Yeah. Well,
except Roseanne.
I was gonna say, not so much Roseanne. Last I heard, she had a peanut farm.
Exactly. She's become a major hippie, which I'm totally into. I'm 1,000,000% into it.
But yeah, no, John Goodman, fucking amazing. Everything he does is so good. This movie is creepy as fuck.
The music in it is on point.
If you haven't seen
to make the creep.
Yeah, if you haven't seen just the preview that's just like one song, it's amazing. It's been a long time since I've seen a preview for a movie that made me really want to watch it. Didn't give too much away, but let me understand kind of what it was about. I feel
other
like
than, oh, what's the new one that came out with freaking what's his face? He's the font, Mr. Tumnus in Chronicles of Narnia.
You're doing all right there.
I think it's called, like, Spin or something. It's where he has multiple personalities and he kidnaps his
girl. Oh, that's who that is? Oh, shit, son. Yeah, that looks fucking scary. We should watch it. Definitely. Do you think we can sneak a mic into the theater?
I can probably acquire it with ways.
Just, like, get our, fucking Apple headphones out and just put it up.
Can you use your headphones? So, this movie is happening.
This
part, this part is good. This is what
it's mostly just people yelling at us from the inside the theater.
We just have to wait 5 months and then we can do it. It's fine.
I guess we could wait. I'm gonna lick the peanut butter off of my peanut butter cup
wrapper
thing.
Tempting. Tempting. Now that you're like, I could have one, I'm like, I could.
But
then I'm like, you'd have to eat a turtle because then I would feel bad if you didn't eat a turtle.
But I already have one of these today.
Yeah, I just had 2 turtles in, like, 2 minutes. So.
So. Okay, so we've talked about the movie that we're going to watch. We haven't talked about what we're drinking. It's vodka. Yeah. We drink vodka mostly.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not drinking vodka, it's because that's just what we happen to have.
And today, Sam has a vodka apple teeny
with some strawberries.
Strawberries and raspberries.
There ain't no raspberry left in this drink.
No.
No, and just strawberries.
I made a vodka water.
A vodka water. Classic.
With, cinnamon hearts left over from my housewarming party.
Is that why it's so red and looks a little bit like what I assume an abortion looks like?
Yeah. Less chunky, but abortion.
It's pretty fucking chunky. What were we drinking that Dave called an abortion? It was literally... What is crunchy?
My cinnamon hearts.
Oh, fuck. Nasty. Okay, look. I know people like cinnamon hearts. I know people like Fireball. I would rather fucking die.
But I didn't put it in
your
drink because she would have killed me.
I wouldn't have drank it. I actually wouldn't. I would have made you drink it and I would have made my own drink.
I have two drinks.
Yeah, and you would have been so mad because you would have worked tomorrow morning. No,
early, girl.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I like real cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate cinnamon hearts. I hate Fireball whiskey. I hate anything that tastes like fake cinnamon. It just tastes like, ow, you're burning my tongue.
It's so good, though.
Except that it's horrible. Mm-hmm. You're just eating spoonful after spoonful of cinnamon hearts.
I know.
There's so many in your drink.
But like 80, I put like all that I had left.
There's so many, you're just like taking spoonfuls out.
Yes, our Sir Six are spoons today, so it helps with the spooning.
Yeah, what are our spoons?
They're from a picnic set that I acquired when moving.
That certainly explains. That's the sound of cinnamon hearts wanting to die.
Oh,
it's cool,
my mouth off.
Yeah, it feels heinous inside my brain. Everything about it is horrible.
But it tastes good.
So today, we're going to watch 10 Cloverfield Lane. We're going to be horrified and amazed.
And loving it.
And loving it is how we're going to be.
But also knowing what's going to happen, so
less
spooked.
Less perhaps. Terrified.
It's so good, though. Very plausible.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe this.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be good. It's fucking scary. Mm. Like, it's scary, not like, it's not scary like VHS was, where it could be anything.
It's situational, where it's possible that this could happen in this type of situation.
Yeah. And the thing, it takes place in the world of Cloverfield, but it doesn't really, like, the Cloverfield universe doesn't really have any impact. Like, it could happen now.
Even without
weird alien invasion, right?
Yeah.
Don't spoil anything for people who haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know why you're listening to this if you haven't seen it, because it should just be a spoiler alert.
Based on
the description. But yeah, no, like it's not scary like the way that Cloverfield is scary, I don't think, because it's like,
I couldn't even watch Cloverfield with like shaky ass camera.
But I was reading a bunch of Salvia stories the other day. It sounds fucking horrible.
Really? I thought it was like a lesser weediness.
No, Salvia is like the most extreme hallucinations you could possibly have.
Oh, fuck.
It's like the most extreme. And it doesn't actually take that long, but it can feel like a really long time. But it's like people have extraordinarily vivid hallucinations.
Why would you want that?
I mean, if you have a good hallucination, it could be amazing. Mm. But if you have a bad one, there have been people who were like, spiders just crawled all over my body and bit me over and over.
Based on like, how I lucidly dream, it would not be great.
No, I would not recommend to anybody. No. Don't do Salvia. Like, one, it's not the early aughts anymore, so just don't do it. But two, like, if anything that causes that vivid of a hallucination to your brain probably isn't good.
No.
Just probably not a good choice.
I'm not a fan of something you can't get out of.
No. Mm-mm. No, that's why I won't do anything.
If you're in, like, a safe space, it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that's why, I don't want to do anything, because I don't like not knowing what my body's gonna do.
It's your mind. Your body can do whatever, but your mind is...
Well, my body's gonna do whatever it's gonna do, but I like to be able to see and know what I'm seeing, and for it to not suddenly be shit coming to life and trying to eat me and stuff. Sounds fucking horrible.
Not do Salvia based on that description.
No. Based on what I know of it, I wouldn't do it. And I've known a lot of people. My one friend was like, a train fucking rolled right through the middle of his living room.
Who is this?
Oh, this was like in high school, a long time ago. But he was freaking out, and he was like freaking out because train tracks disappeared. And a full train rolled through his living room.
Like, wow, I was like, that's exactly the plot of Teen Wolf, the last season that just happened. Spoiler alert, great show, watch it.
It's cool, I've never seen it.
Please do.
Fuck, I don't even know. So you dyed your hair again. Looks nice.
My weave.
We're not going to tell anybody how you dyed it. They don't know. I dyed my hair too once.
Both of us have black hair, in case you're wondering.
In case you're trying to guess who's who on Instagram. At Shutterbugs.
We both have dark hair. We both have giant tits. We're both super awesome.
You're just describing me.
No.
You have neither dark hair nor huge tits.
Damn it.
You're super awesome.
Thank you.
You're very pretty. You have large glasses.
They make my eyes look bigger.
Yeah. Which you don't need because they're already so big and beautiful.
I'm being very kind.
You say they're not that big.
Well, they're bigger with your glasses on your face. I'm a drink. Just a drink of vodka. No.
Without my glasses, my eyes look bigger.
But that's, like, the opposite of true.
No.
Look at me.
Now take your glasses off.
You are wrong.
No.
Now put your glasses on. It's actually exactly the same.
But if I were to wear contacts, my eyes would come out of the shell that they call life.
Out of the sunken pit that is your face.
Yeah, the sunken pit that's my eye holes.
That's why I occasionally put on false eyelashes, because false eyelashes, it's like suddenly, wow, look at her eyes. Yeah.
I was like, I just have eyelashes to do that.
Well, we can't all have that, because sometimes wear false eyelashes too much, it kills a regular eyelash.
Sometimes you just never wash your face, and the mascara that was from a week ago just destroys the eyelashes that you have.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. You're just eating you're eating your drink by the spoonful.
I know. How desperate can you be where you're eating your vodka?
I'm gonna have this nice cup of vodka that I'm gonna eat via spoon.
Bless in my heart to God, and bless in my heart so much. And ooh, for a second I was like, oh, it's fast Valentine's Day, but it's not.
No,
I have all the time.
I'm so excited for my Bloody Valentine. You don't even know.
I am
actually really excited for Valentine's Day. We're gonna go to this place called the Itchybun in Winnipeg. It's the place where, like, they cook your food on a stove in front of you at your table and, like, throw it at you in bowls and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that. And then I'm also making Noah a surprise dinner. It's going to involve steak on the barbecue. P.S. Grill Master right here. I'm fucking fantastic at barbecue.
Can I go with you to Ichiban?
I mean, you probably could. We'd have to
sit at a different table.
We'd have to change the reservation, but you could come with us. Yeah. No, so we're gonna do that.
I'm not sad or lonely.
How do you say I'm doing asparagus?
Ooh, my favorite again on the grill.
And I'm gonna do smashed baby potatoes with a garlic avocado aioli.
Oh
yeah. And then I'm gonna make heart shaped
cheesecake.
No. I'm gonna make heart-shaped red velvet layered cake with a cream cheese icing and a strawberry compote fucking heart circle thing around it. Yeah. I'm going all fucking out. I'll put, like, pictures of it on our Instagram.
So I'm gonna be at your house for Valentine's Day.
Come, like, the next day.
I'll be on the balcony. Just leave stuff for me.
Do you think I'm gonna eat a full fucking steak by myself? No, you can have the leftover.
Just like, I'll just be on the balcony. You guys have like romance. I'll be like, just feed me from the balcony, and then when I'm done, I'll leave. No, I'll find a boyfriend by then. We can double date.
Sure. Well, this might go up after Valentine's Day. What's today? I don't even
know. This will go up in like 3 days.
No, the other one's going up in 3 days.
This will be up on the.
Oh yeah, this will be up before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have to do more next week. I have an assignment due on the 12th. Whatever. That's a healthy student attitude. Yeah. Oh, whatever. You just like sloppily chowing down on your vodka fucking days. Okay, so we're gonna watch 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's gonna be fucking creepy
and wonderful
and so good because John Goodman's amazing and
everyone
terrifying
is fucking
and wonderful.
Creepy as hell.
It's got that dude from The Newsroom. He's so cute. It's got that chick who's in stuff.
Final Destination. Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim. I know. So the chick from Scott Pilgrim and the dude from The Newsroom and John Goodman from Roseanne. That this is, if you ever want to figure out how old we are. Go by that.
Detective our figure it out. Based on our references.
Good luck. I'd like to see people come up
Full
with
Full House, Saved by the Bell, Roseanne. You're welcome.
Degrassi and Degrassi the Next Generation.
Was it Degrassi Junior High? Mm.
Yeah, that's
fair. Degrassi the Next Generation, yeah. Degrassi First Class.
I have not watched Degrassi First Class.
It's on Netflix. Isn't it?
Is it good? I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I just can't not watch Degrassi.
All I know is drama. Jimmy the Cripple, fucking wheelchair Jimmy, is now world famous Drake.
Aubrey Graham.
And
we know your roots. And roots Canada.
I couldn't take him serious. I still can't.
What was I watching today? America's Next Top Model, and they had a choreographer who apparently did Drake's Hotline Bling video. And I was like, someone fucking choreographed his moves?
That's amazing.
And then I thought, no, it must have been the other girls. Because like, no one choreographed Drake's moves in Hotline Bling.
Do you remember there was that show? It was called, like, fucking Cribs or something?
Yeah.
And it was, like, Celebrity Cribs. And
MTV Cribs, where they come in and show your refrigerator.
And it was Aubrey. It was Drake as y'all Americans would know him as. But, and he was like, he had a recording studio in his basement, and he was like, I'm gonna be a famous rapper one day.
That's
and I
cute.
Thought it was so
How did he
cute.
Get on Cribs?
I have no no idea.
It's just for famous people.
Well, she was Degrassi famous, though.
I guess so.
And there was a bunch of Degrassi people on Cribs, I'm pretty sure. Oh. Anyways, and he was like, and he did a little rap. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then a few years later.
All right.
No, and then a few years later, it was like, oh, Drake. And I was like, okay. Wheelchair Jimmy, what up? And yeah, then he just kept getting more famous.
He has like a restaurant in Toronto too, that's apparently really good.
I don't get it, man. I mean, like,
I'm on a hot man.
Yeah.
And I can only be one time.
Yeah.
Tell me when I hot man. Yeah. That can only mean one thing.
That's not top notch. It's not inaccurate, but it's not top notch lyrical writing.
But it's good though.
He's fucking massively famous. He's and I just remember it, like,
so cute.
He's adorable, but I remember watching that episode of Cribs and I was like, oh, Jimmy.
And
like,
I remember watching Degrassi and dying because fucking what's his face shot him.
Ugh.
Because
Kate.
Spinner told him that it was him that spread the rumor that whatever, and I can't get over it, and then Jimmy got shot, and then he was in the wheelchair, and everyone was like, oh, blah, blah, let's get that guy out of our high school, and then he left, and then everyone was still like, repercussions.
Do you remember that one time in Degrassi when they shot the only black student? They were like, what?
No, he dated a black girl. Her name was Hazel.
Okay, so the only black guy in Degrassi they shot.
And then in, like, the next generation, they got more black kids.
Who? Connor. Name one other than Drake.
Connor.
I don't know. I'm just saying that. I thought it was fucking funny.
Oh, what's her face? The one who got, who was really good at school and got pregnant by JT but gave him their baby.
I didn't fucking know that happened. Didn't JT die?
He did. But she was pregnant at the time.
Didn't somebody get AIDS? Or was that just, like, Degrassi?
They spread a lot of,
was that in the 80s?
They spread a lot of sexually transmitted.
No, there was the fat white guy who got AIDS from summer camp.
Oh.
That might have been. That might have been 80s Degrassi.
Yeah.
That might have been a lot.
That was, like, Degrassi Junior High School. That was not.
Yeah, that Degrassi. Was, that was like, those guys went on to be. In Degrassi, the next generation as teachers. Remember that?
And like parents.
Remember that?
Snake became principal.
Yeah, Snake the principal.
He still is.
There was a couple episodes, too, of him, like, trying to get the band back together.
I know, that was cute.
Oh, he tried.
But, like, in the first rendition of Degrassi, where they had, like, Emma and, I mean, Drake was in the same posse, but they had Jake as well, and Jake was Jeremiah's. Son, stepson.
Who was the guy who became a famous, like, musician and did coke and then had a nosebleed on stage?
Jake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked that guy.
He's hot.
And then there was
Marco,
the chick.
He's so cute. Paige, I love. She's my favorite.
Yeah, Paige was, like, Paige, like, got Paige date Michael raped Chuck. And then decided she was a lesbian but, like, wasn't really committed to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, as y'all can tell, we're Canadians.
And we love Degrassi so hard.
Could we be more of a stereotype? We also love fucking maple syrup and hockey.
I like
maple syrup.
I don't like hockey.
I don't mind hockey. I don't play it.
I watch it in person.
I watch it when the Olympics.
I wouldn't watch it if it was just on TV. I like to heckle.
I just, look, I'm not gonna lie. I don't watch the Jets. I'm sorry, Winnipeg. I don't watch the Jets.
I like
the Moose. I like the Moose.
Moose tickets are cheap.
Game.
You can be into a Moose game for like $20. But Jets
not
is
even
expensive.
Jets way too expensive. I'm not to a Moose game. I'd go again. You know who I support more than anything? Support the fucking Goldeyes. I support baseball. That's maybe baseball it's my lesbian heritage. I don't know. But I support baseball.
I like going to games in person because I like heckling. I like yelling at the other team, yelling at them about their mamas, how their mamas are cheating on their fathers, how they need to be like doing better in goal.
I like
whatever.
To go to a game in real life because I like to sneak in a flask of bourbon and get fucking hammered.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that too, but.
That's all I need. I can do that anywhere, like, but I like it at a game.
At any point when the other team can hear me yell at them, that's when I feel real.
That's
when
you're like,
alive.
I drank so much today, I'm screaming across the
Not
ice.
Even drunk, just straight sober.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what I do in high school all the time. Me and my friend would go to high school hockey games, and I would just yell at the other team.
Look, my high school was 4 people.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
We had a hockey team, and I would heckle the other
team. We were the hockey team. We didn't have people cheering us on. It was just us.
We did.
And by hockey, I mean floor hockey, because there weren't enough of us to play ice hockey.
We did ice hockey. We did well.
We tried to get together a team, and it was literally just like anybody could join. It wasn't like a boys or girl team. It was just anybody. I got on the ice in my mom's fucking hockey skates. My mom used to be a hockey player. I was a figure skater as a youngster, so I put on hockey skates
and died.
And I could not stop.
So they don't have the topics.
Couldn't stop.
There's no topics on ice hockey skates.
No, it fucks you up, man. And they're a different shape. I was like, I'm gonna go forwards, and that's the only way I'm gonna go. And I'm just gonna keep going that. I couldn't stop. I couldn't turn.
I only ever skated in, hockey skates. And I think I did figure skates one time, and I just boarded. Like, just into the boards. It was just like, bam.
Yeah, that was me in hockey skates. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do either.
We should rent skates.
We really should, because currently...
I suck at skating, so now we'll have to hold both of our hands.
Just stand in the middle of us, and we'll just drag him down. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because the forest right now is all frozen and, like,
it's back
fucking zambonied. Mm. Could we be more Canadian?
The trails are nice, like, around the front and, like, up towards the, like, stage areas, like, the trail part, the river skate is bumpy as fuck. I don't know how I would do with bumps, but the trails are nice. I just need a man. I need a man to pull me along.
We walked the forks the other day. We walked the river the other day. That was fun. I'm also always just afraid of ice, and I don't know why.
No, you won't fall through.
No, we get so cold and wintry up here. I don't know why I'm scared of it. I come from a place where we build roads on frozen ponds.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So...
don't be afeard. It's just the red. I mean, all right. If you go under, you'll be fine. Intro is obscene.
So this intro,
we're gonna cut half of this into the outro.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut some of this down because this has been going on for way too long. We are gonna watch Ten Cloverfield Lane. Here we go. Go, motherfuckers! Don't not take your Glenlivet mislabeled scotch.
Should I get a bob?
No.
Damn!
Holy shit, sorry, something just really happened. That was the longest crash.
Still.
Has it
just stopped right now.
Oh my god, can you imagine how fucking scary this would be? If I woke up like this, I would be 100% certain I was on my way to being in a human centipede.
Ugh.
Oh, I see that like that.
A little bit of roll chubbins. Oh.
Ooh, scrambled eggs.
Mr. Roseanne?
What are you doing here?
Mr. Roseanne's wife? How'd you get here? My fucking pride and joy. I put more work into my eyebrows than anything in my entire life. This needs more booze. Do you think this goes well for her?
No.
Do you like Cloverfield Lane?
This scared the fucking shit out of me.
What are you here? What are I doing?
I'm so scared.
Mr. Pum.
That's John Goodman.
The female John Goodman. Is she attractive or not?
Johnny Lee Goodman.
Janelle Goodman.
What are you
so doing? Angry.
Just wrecked.
Do you ever get emails from MySpace that are just like,
help, Kaylee, my drink has no vodka in it. If that doesn't get you a man,
I don't know what will.
This beautiful
cod pass.
If you touch me, I will break your fingers. This is so creepy. Are you ready?
No.
Oh my god, Snoop Dogg.
And then we started killing bitches, and look at me now.
She's so fucking horrified. We need my drink.
Ah!
It's like the...
Ah!
I'm gonna drink whatever's in this cup.
It could be everything.
Oh, she got the keys. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yes. Oh! Get yourself out.
Unbreakable.
What's your name? Damn it. It's a miracle.
Unbreakable.
I'll make myself a nipple belt just for good measure. Is the shower curtain made of lead?
Apparently, I can't. No.
I never had dreams until we started having kind of dreams. Oh, this would creep me the fuck out. It's that t-shirt that she was wearing. She is wearing.
Yes.
Exactly. If he's not touching me, I'd probably just chill. This is so creepy. Also, I love how he's just got fish that he's kept alive. This movie's so fucked. It's Santa Claus.
I thought it was tribute.
No.
Don't.
No.
I say, you know what this needs? Your face.
Oh, my boobs are not in this bra anymore. Ugh. I'm pretty sure I would just slit his throat in his sleep.
Oh, I burn.
The floor is literally lava. Freaking the fuck out, even though I know what happened.
Zombie. You don't know that they're not zombie birds. Crows.
Oh my god, I'd be shooting my pants. This house is an alien. She's gonna blow up the Death Star!
No!
Oh, you're not wearing your seatbelt!
You just buy them a drink and take them out.
Terrifying. Do you know how long gasoline lasts?
Not that long.
Do you know how long?
No, you told me before and I thought, six months. Walking Dead, you fools.
Yeah. Gasoline lasts about 6 months before it expires. These movies bother me.
Did it last for how long?
Well, it doesn't matter, like, because this is pretty recent, obviously. We don't know how long they've been in there, but, like, gasoline...
Not a long time, comparatively. No.
And so that's fine, so her getting out makes sense, but gasoline lasts only about 6 months. Mm. So if we were watching The Walking Dead,
it would not be great.
A real issue. Then we have to turn... Everything off.
I'm cold now.
The Walking Dead could figure it out if they decided to just accept
it. But again, every year they're like, oh, a new car? Shall we try it?
Oh, it works.
Oh, that's convenient.
All the vehicles they find are full of non-expired gasoline.
Like, moderately fueled. Oh, it has half a tank. Shall we drive it several miles?
Shall we drive it halfway across the U.S.? Good to go. None of this is relevant to the movie that we just watched.
No.
Which
was terrifying.
Terrifying. This is an all-around good fucking movie. Like, first of all, John Goodman is horrifying. Like, from the get-go, he is a terrifying human being.
Terrifying in the most real way.
Yeah.
In the sense that you wake up and you don't know what's happening.
And John fucking Goodman's there.
When you learn what's happening, you're not sure if your kidnapping is a blessing or a curse.
Yeah. You don't know what to do,
because of what's happened
before
you with previous girls who've also been kidnapped in this situation.
Well, you learn that, right? So she wakes up. The first thing that she knows is that she's chained to a fucking wall with a sketchy IV in her arm. What does she do? Rips the IV out. Here's a tip.
Don't.
Just gently pull it out
like a
and drop
human.
It. You want to fucking bleed all over everything? Pull your IV out. No. Gently slide it out.
Let it go.
You don't need to rip at your fucking veins. Drives me crazy. She wasn't that bad. Like,
hers didn't seem to do well. She was
She at least pulled it out the right way.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of movies where people just yank out their IVs and they're like, oh, la-di-da, I'm totally fine.
I'd be like,
you're bleeding.
Oh, I have an IV. Drag the bag closer. What you putting in me?
Yeah, what's
Read
going
it?
On
like, oh, is it like a casual sedative? Okay.
That's cool. Okay. What if? No, okay. It's a needle. There's like, just slide it out.
Yeah, just like.
Like, well, an IV's like, whatever. Ding. You just pull it out, okay? And
not rocket science.
But, like, gently, you don't have to rip. The more you rip, the more you bleed, the more sadness.
Mm.
This is just terrible. Hold on.
Oh, I love this music.
It's killing me.
Pretty easy.
It's killing me.
Slide it out of your body.
Yeah. You just gently, like, so you're in a rush, you can still slowly pull the IV out of your arm. You don't have to tear
if
your body apart.
If anyone ever's trying to kill me, if I'm, I'll say kidnapped in some type of room with, you know, horrors attached to me, I would take a moment, ponder what's happening, and then casually pull things out of my body?
Yeah, just like take a fucking second. First of all, because like the way these people wake up, like no, the way these people wake up, like they could have been anywhere. She wakes up and she yanks out her IV. Mm. Like, what if she's just in a fucking hospital? She didn't take a second to look around. No, take a fucking second. Okay,
look around.
Check out your surroundings.
It's not gonna be great.
You're on a mattress on the floor in a concrete room? Okay, that's probably not a hospital. I would take the IV out and assess my surroundings.
But, you know, there's some type of caring characteristic within the person who's taken you.
Or they're trying to turn you into mushrooms like that episode of Criminal Minds.
Either way.
So.
Expletive. You can exploit it in a way.
You take a second, you look around, you try to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Don't just fucking rip IVs out. Just don't. Mm-hmm. You wake up and there's an IV, take a second. Don't just yank it out.
If you're badly injured, fall back asleep.
Just be like,
literally, like, give it a little bit.
Yeah,
all they're my not body's gonna fuck with you until you're ready to be fucked with.
Yeah.
Which sounds terrible, but it's also like,
no.
They want the thrill. So if you're lying there, patiently ready to roll, they don't want it. They want someone to fight back, you know, heal up. Pretend you're weak as fuck, but heal up.
Just, like, go back to sleep. We got you. It's cool. So that's probably the only thing out of this whole movie. Well, no, there's probably two things. Out of this whole movie that bothered me was that when she wakes up and just yanks the IV out of her arm. I hate that. In every movie I've ever seen because, one, that would fucking hurt.
So
it's so useless. You're gonna bleed all over. Just like gently remove it. Your arm's probably still gonna be sore. That's cool. At least you're not ripping your veins
it's just
apart.
Just a needle.
You just pull it out.
Pull it gentle. Get fine.
Well, it's like
you'll do a lot. It's fucking thick. Like depending what they do, like it's not a great needle.
Well, I'm
but
pretty sure
just
it's like a needle with like a tube. And then it's the tube that's inside your
just
body. People that pull it and they rip up. Don't pull your IV out towards your body.
Down and out. Down and out.
Yeah, just gently slide it out if you're trapped and have to remove an IV. Don't rip your body apart.
Advice
it's
from
not
professionals.
Advice from people who have seen IVs on TV.
Never experienced them in a real life kidnap situation.
Never had an IV in my body.
Considering
but I know.
Facts.
Don't do that. And the other thing that bothers me is she decides to make a fucking, like, gas mask and suit out of
nothing.
A shower curtain, duct tape, and some pop bottles.
Yep.
But, like, we find out that that works.
Yeah.
So, fucking lucky.
But,
like... that just bothered me as a whole. Like, that's, if you're worried about radiation, a shower curtain is not going to help. Unless your shower curtain is made of lead.
In the mindset of whatever will help.
It might be better than nothing. I don't know.
And even then, you don't know to what point the Earth has been radiated. Which is
lead,
another...
though.
Yeah, but if you can't get it.
Like, if you're worried about radiation, if you don't have lead,
if we're just using
it doesn't
like,
matter.
Eh, I've been kidnapped. Eh, this guy has kidnapped other people. This is how they're
like,
dead.
I guess all she knows is there's some kind of gas. Whatever, she's okay, like.
Moderately.
She figures that out. That'd kind of annoy me, but like, whatever. But what really bothered me was that instead of trying to kill John Goodman, she decides to try and escape.
Mm-hmm.
And at the point that she decides to kill him is because the guy from the newsroom is already dead.
Yeah.
And that guy was an idiot. Okay?
That's
in that
nice.
Situation. In that situation. Well, that was nice of him, but stupid. So then he's discovered that scissors are missing. And he's like, why'd you take my scissors?
So many lies.
And the guy from the newsroom's like,
so many lies you could have said.
Oh! I decided to make a weapon.
Just in case.
Sorry, I'm drunk. Anyways, he's like, oh, I decided to make a weapon so I could be the man of the house. That was fucking stupid.
Like, what? That's when you lie and say,
you don't challenge the psycho
killer. Or, I thought
yeah.
I cut the knees out of my pants. to make sure.
Literally anything. That's when this bitch should have jumped in and been like, I'm so sorry. I just really wanted to make some clothes, so I borrowed the scissors. I didn't want to, like, freak you out or anything. You could take them, whatever. It's fine. No, so this guy has to bullshit some the stupidest story. If he's like, I stole the scissors to, I don't know, give myself a circumcision, that would make even more sense. And there's no sense to be made.
Oh, okay.
I got you. That would make more sense. But, like, I stole these scissors so I could challenge you as man of the house? There's only one way that can go. That's getting you killed.
Or, like,
the only way.
Say that you're like, oh, I borrowed the scissors. Have a duel. Kill him. And you're done.
No, because he gets shot in the head so fast. Definitely. No, you just make something up.
If you do better.
You just make something up. You just, you know, literally anything that's not that.
Oh, I wanted short sleeves on my t-shirt. I wanted short pants on my pantsuit.
Literally, well, because he knows that she likes to make clothes. She just had to be like, I was just trying to make some clothes. And then he's like, oh.
After 10 months, I thought, I could use a bra. So
I just felt clothes. Like they were flippity-flopping all over and I wanted some containment.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all she had to do is just say, like, she wanted to make something, but no.
But then with people like that, you don't know what they're going to go off the handle with.
No, but he's for sure as shit going to go off the handle more at somebody saying, I wanted to challenge
you. I'm going
to
be the man of the house. No, I'll challenge you to a duel.
And he liked her. He wanted to keep her alive and be the perfect lady for him or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, so he'd be more forgiving of her to a point.
Fucking around other bitches.
But... yeah, so that fucking pissed me off when he was like, I decided to make a weapon so I could be the man. No, you bullshit and then you kill him in the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You take a knife and you cut his throat out of his body. Done. You take a piece of twine or rope or fabric and you just tie it around his throat and pull. And hold that for at least 6 minutes.
Yes, please. You don't play nicey nice to get to nowhere. You do it to fuck shit up.
Yeah. No, like, if she did that, and then, so that, it bothered me their bullshit, shitty lie that got that guy killed.
Survival instinct was lacking again.
And then her plan bothered me. No, I'm just fucking tired and drunk. No, so her plan, which is to escape, really bothered me. Because she has seen that there's something out there that's fucking terrifying. And again, should have just tried to kill him in his sleep.
But then, like... part of it's so hard to say because that he is so almost knowing of what's out there without your knowing what's out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he seems to think like he knows everything about what's happening out there unless you are actively at the door, at the whatever, knowing what's happening.
Well, and you know, just based on the film, that he doesn't really know what's, because he says that it's just in the air, but it's not. Yeah. It's in the gas that they drop, right? So the general air is fine. So he doesn't really know, but he's got a pretty good idea. I still think, like, she should have tried to kill him in his sleep, and then you still have the bunker you can come back to, but instead she decides to destroy the whole fucking bunker. Mm-hmm. And that was a shit show. I don't know how much, like, I don't think that was what she intended.
But she needed to at the time.
Yeah. And I feel like that was a mistake. But at the same time, we don't know, does he lock her in the room at night? And if he does, then she can't just kill him in his sleep.
Oh, I would think for sure, like, she's put on guard while he's doing whatever he's doing.
Yeah. I think that I would try and find an opportunity to kill him real quick.
Oh, for sure. You play nicey nice until you can get to the moment where you need to not be so nice.
Can I make supper tonight? Let me chop the onions. Stab right in the throat.
Very OA. It's like, let me put something in the soup that you're drinking to poison you.
Yeah.
Because I need to, you to not be alive so much now.
Yeah, so I don't know what I would do, but
thanks,
I think...
thanks for saving me, but you need to die.
I think it bothered me the way that they did that.
We're at...
2 hours and 20 minutes, do you want
to? Oh, let's outro this beat. Oh, wow. Especially this.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
Oh, wow. Oh, but it just keeps getting better than Murder Place. So that was...
That was 10 Cloverfield Lane.
The 10
Cloverfield Lane. That was the...
We have a lot of complaints of how it went down, but not a lot of complaints about the movie itself.
But to be fair to our complaints...
We know what it's happening.
We know what's going on, and you can't know what you would do in a situation until you're faced with it. You just can't. You don't know what response is going to kick in, if it's going to be fight, flight, or freeze. You just don't know. But at the same time, everybody's an idiot.
I often think I would be a lot stronger. And then when I really think about situations, I'm like, girl.
I often think that I'm, like, flighty. Something will happen. I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Based on experience, like, I've done a decent amount of work in the sort of healthcare field. And my general response when something happens is to take control of the situation. So, like, I worked a lot with people who had seizures. Someone starts having a seizure, I'm the person there timing it, getting them into the recovery position. Even if people have already been like, oh, this person's having a seizure, I'm jumping in. So I like to think that that would translate to real life other than just work life.
Mine, I feel like there is a frailty to the things that I would do, in which case they'd be like, oh, she's so fucking weak, like, we don't have to chain her up, or, like, we don't have to blah, blah, blah. Or, like, she would never try to do something that would be against us, but the whole time I would be plotting.
Just planning.
Whether or not that would work.
Yeah.
TBD. But it would be very calculated.
Yeah. I gotta say, my general responses are gonna be freeze and fight. I'm not so much for flight when it comes to things. Just, and again, this is sort of loosely based on experience.
You wouldn't want to be, like, in a situation longer than you absolutely had to, 1,000%.
Yeah. So, like, we don't...
The longer you are, the less likely you are to escape, to be honest.
So you, like, don't know...
You're not going to do...
You don't know what your reaction's going to be, but I think her choices were fucking stupid. Like, she knew at some point that the outside world was contaminated as fuck, and she still chose to go about attacking that guy in the way of dumping hydrochloric acid at him, and then accidentally, but, you know,
meaningfully,
like, lighting it on fire, and then burning down the whole bunker, which means she has nothing. But, again, we know from the ending that she's heading towards Baton Rouge, she's heading towards the safe space that they have, so... We can sort of assume from that she's safe, but I like to think that I would try to kill him and maintain my safe bunker.
That's true. And then what do you get from that? You know that aliens are after you because of what you've done to expose yourself. So then you know that they're on your case. Are you leading them to other potential colonies that have survived?
Yeah, are you bringing people to, like... To launch an attack on this group of people who are safe. Are they going to let you in?
You haven't done anything specifically to disengage yourself.
Yeah. And the radio literally just says head towards Baton Rouge, but you don't know where, like, where you have to go, and you don't know that they're going to let you in.
That, you know, repeated message is, because we often know in television shows and things, they will loop a message, whether or not it's
years
old, hundreds of years old. It's
you
just
never
to say
know.
That... Get here, blah, blah, blah.
There are messages in space that are going to go on for probably longer than humanity that are like a fucking record of music.
Check
or something.
Elvis, like, you can listen to this record.
Yeah. So we don't know what's going on. We do know that she's at the beginning of the alien invasion, though, which means that it's probably a pretty fresh
thing.
A pretty fresh radio broadcast.
Red Queen.
Pretty fresh radio broadcast.
Pretty fresh development.
But yeah, so I feel like I would have, if I had the time to think about it, if I had the opportunity with that guy, I would have planned to kill him instead of planning an escape.
Yeah, I think I would murder him for his resources.
Yeah. If you can get the scissors, you can get a knife out of that drawer. If you did it after supper, he's going to bed.
It's kind of a big deal, but.
Whatever.
Living is also kind of...
At that point, she knows that he's murdered a girl and held her captive for 2 years.
So
at this point, you know,
like,
you're trapped in a fucking bunker. I'm pretty sure I would just kill him.
immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as you could.
I would kill him, and then I would try and build, like, the suit thing to explore my opportunities to go outside.
That's true. And even just see, like, use everything that's available to explore what's out there, to see, to listen, to hear what's coming through the radio waves, to understand what's happening to the outside world.
Because I'm sure he's got a fucking radio. Oh, there's 1,000%. No way he doesn't.
No way that's not a thing that's happening.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think, but again, we can't know what we would do, so it's hard to judge. All in all, I think that was a really fucking good movie.
Mm-hmm.
John Goodman was terrifying. Amazing. He was so scary. Like, I would be fucking terrified around that guy.
Because you know him as just like a sweet dude. Like, just a casual, like, nice guy.
He's doing Mr. Roseanne.
For whatever, like, doing his family proud. And all of a sudden he's like,
he's just a nice old good guy.
And
then,
and
then you find out he's actually a guy with some kind of mental disorder, for sure, like schizophrenia, something extreme. Something ultra. Like, I don't want to say necessarily that he had some kind of antisocial personality disorder, because I feel like maybe he was having some weird, like, you know, disillusions about life, thinking that she was supposed to love him and stuff, and that's something a little different. But either way,
it's very much like
he fucked up in some way you can't fix.
Rough. Because he was expecting them to be his daughter, right? That's the whole...
His daughter or daughter-wife?
Daughter-wife lover? I don't know.
Like, there was a bit of an implication that, like...
shit got real and weird.
Yeah, that, like, things were gonna go...
south.
Sexual. In an unpleasant kind of way. So.
I'm 19. Oh, fuck you anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not good. But all in all, I think that was a really good movie. It had me, you know, sort of on edge.
On the edge of my feet.
Yeah. The edge of your feet, eh?
About to jump out the window.
I just went full Canadian. The edge of your feet.
Ready to jump.
That was 10 Cloverfield Lane. Fucking scary. Highly recommend it.
Please watch.
I would give it just one John Goodman out of one John Goodman, and that's all you need to know. It's that good.
Ooh. Now I have to rethink my Scalibrator.
What?
Scalibrator.
Your calibrator.
My Scalibrator.
Beautiful.
I would give it two John Goodmans out of one Blues Brother movie.
Wow, that's like a high rating. Yeah, we are
in love with it.
We're in love with it. We're also the Shutterbugs.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's Sam.
She's so Kaylee.
So loud drinking beverages.
Oh, I'm. Yeah, what am I? Sam drinking hard or something?
Yeah, so loud. Savagely drinking beverages.
Sam savagely drinking.
What the fuck did I call myself? Kaylee.
Casually hammered. What are we? I don't know. We're drunk.
But we are drinking. We are shuddering.
We're shuddering.
We're bugging.
These films. We're bugging. We're bugging right the fuck out.
Exactly.
You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Shutterbugs. You can visit our website, shutter-bugs.com. You can listen to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podcast Addict.
This
is available to everybody. Whatever device you have, you can listen to us. And if you can't listen on any of those apps, you can just listen directly from our website. Yeah. So
there's no excuse.
No excuse not to hear our drunken hilarity, or whatever you'd like to call it.
Drunken. Just there's no excuse to listen
to our drunken shenanigans.
Yeah, oh, listen for sure.
Listen, laugh,
learn,
be horrified, be shuddering, be bugging.
Peace.
Bye.